Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God is Romans 6, verse 11. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. And lead us not into temptation. God indeed tempts no one. But we pray in this petition that he would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our flesh may not deceive us, nor seduce us into misbelief, despair, and other great shame and vice. And though we be assailed by them, that still we may finally overcome and obtain the victory. If my perceptions of this community are at all somewhere near correct, it seems to me that we do not have too much difficulty with misbelief. Oh, that doesn't mean that we don't have a few people with a few strange notions running around. That we do and always shall. But we have the problems of faith and doctrine pretty well in hand. And I think even the most caustic observer would have to admit that even the National Enquirer would have a little difficulty finding great shame and vice in this community. That does not mean that we should pick up stones cast. We do have our difficulties there too, but we have those pretty well in check. But it would seem to me that where the triumvirate of devil, world, and flesh have really carried out an assault in our community, it is with despair. Despair in its many and varied mass.